Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Do Breathe by Michael Townsend, a book that acts as a tranquil refuge from the whirlwinds of modern life. It provides readers with a straightforward approach to developing equilibrium, sharpening focus, and anchoring themselves in the present moment. By revisiting the core aspects of daily existence, such as breathing, eating, and sleeping, Townsend illustrates how minor adjustments in these fundamental areas can lead to significant, enduring transformations in one's life. Michael Townsend, once a high-octane advertising executive, has journeyed into the realms of yoga teaching, mindfulness coaching, and wellness advocacy. Leveraging his expertise in managing stress through mindfulness, Townsend has committed his journey to aiding others in discovering peace and concentration, not only through his literary efforts, but also via his innovative BreatheSync app. Do Breathe is specially curated for the bustling professionals who find their to-do lists endlessly unspooling, the dreamers held back by their fears from pursuing their aspirations, and the multitaskers striving to maintain balance amid diverse roles and responsibilities. This book stands out as a guide for anyone looking to navigate the complexities of modern life with grace, focus, and a renewed sense of well-being. Do Breathe, calm your mind, find focus, get stuff done. Introduction. Discover the art of finding balance. Breathe, eat, think, and relax into a more fulfilling existence. In today's whirlwind of demands and distractions, finding equilibrium between work and personal life seems like chasing a mirage. Yet, achieving this balance isn't as elusive as it appears. It starts with embracing the basics. Imagine nurturing an environment where you not only succeed at work, but also lead a rich, fulfilling personal life. The secret? It's anchored in the simplicity of breathing, eating, thinking, and relaxing. Let's embark on a journey to rediscover these fundamental aspects, transforming them into powerful tools for cultivating a balanced life. Breathing, surprisingly overlooked, is the cornerstone of equilibrium. It's the bridge between mind and body, the calm in the storm. By learning to control and focus on our breath, we engage in a quiet act of rebellion against the chaos. This simple act is a gateway to mindfulness, laying the foundation for balance. Nutrition follows closely, serving as the fuel that powers our quest for balance. The choices we make at the dining table have profound effects on our ability to flourish both in our careers and personal ventures. Eating is not just a necessity, it's an opportunity to nourish our bodies and minds, setting the stage for success in every endeavor. Thinking, the process that shapes our reality, demands our attention. Our thoughts have the power to construct or disrupt our work-life balance. By cultivating positive thinking and resilience, we can build a mindset that supports our well-being, enabling us to tackle challenges with grace and maintain serenity amid the hustle. Finally, the art of relaxation, often mistaken for a luxury, yet it's essential for sustained achievement. Relaxation recharges our batteries, granting us the strength to pursue our goals with renewed vigor. It's not about idling away time, it's about intentional rest, allowing us to savor the fruits of our labor and enjoy the journey toward a balanced life. Through these pillars, breathing, eating, thinking, and relaxing, we unveil the simplicity at the heart of living a balanced life. It's a gentle reminder that amidst the complexities of our daily grind, returning to the basics can pave the path to a profoundly satisfying existence. Join us in redefining what it means to live well, grounding our pursuits in these elemental practices for a truly balanced life. Part 1. Unlock the power of breath to manage stress effortlessly. Life's relentless pace throws countless stresses at us daily. Missed connections, financial strain, an inundation of digital notifications, and the never-ending cycle of distressing news. Our physiological reaction to these stresses is uniform: a surge in cortisol levels, accelerating our heart rates and shooting up our blood pressure. The cycle of stress seems inevitable, but its mitigation can be astonishingly simple, rooted in the very act we take for granted, breathing. When stress tightens its grip, our breaths become hurried and superficial. Contrastingly, tranquility is marked by deliberate, deep breathing. This isn't merely an observation, it's an invitation to a transformative practice. By emulating the breath's characteristic of relaxation, we can essentially trick our bodies into a state of calm. Surprisingly, sustaining deep, deliberate breaths for just a minute can eliminate the cortisol flooding our systems, effectively disarming the stress response. The key to mastering this lies within us from birth. Observing a baby's breathing, though, the gentle rise and fall of the belly with each nasal inhale and the prolonged, soothing exhales echoes our innate ability to breathe optimally. The nasal passage, equipped to filter and prepare the air that sustains us, alongside extended exhalations that activate our rest and digest system, underscore the effectiveness of returning to our natural breathing patterns. But has modern life distanced us from this natural proficiency? Reflecting on our own breathing patterns across varying situations may reveal as much. Our breath is as unique as our fingerprint, and understanding its nuances enables us to recognize and intercept stress's encroachment. Returning to baby breathing becomes our mission. Adopting nostril breathing, allowing the diaphragm to expand fully with each inhalation, and prioritizing longer exhalations can anchor us back to a state of composed control. Why not pause right now for some deep, mindful breaths? It's more than a mere break. It's a proactive reset. You may discover that this simple act not only brings immediate relief from the clutches of stress, but also enhances focus and diminishes feelings of being overwhelmed. Embracing conscious breathing is akin to possessing a secret weapon against stress, one that's been with you all along, patiently waiting to be rediscovered and wielded with intent. Part 2. Simplicity. The ultimate productivity hack you need. In an era overwhelmed by bullet journals, fancy desktop calendars, and an endless array of online to-do lists, achieving productivity nirvana seems like it should be just an app download away. But here's a twist. The path to genuine productivity doesn't lie through complicating our lives with more digital tools and hacks designed to promote efficiency. Though these tools are created with the intention of helping us manage chaos, paradoxically, they might be the very culprits of our organizational downfall. The truth is, while we all strive to avoid the mayhem of disorganization, losing track of crucial tasks, and constantly playing catch-up, the solution isn't to indulge in the myriad of productivity apps available. These apps serve as inputs, mechanisms through which we process our endless stream of information. Unfortunately, the abundance of such inputs can actually hinder our ability to reach peak productivity levels. Therefore, the secret sauce to boosting productivity lies in simplification. Consider your digital and physical inputs. Are you juggling multiple email accounts? Streamline them into one. Are you receiving both paper and online bank statements? Opt for one form to avoid duplication. Do notifications from various social media platforms bombard you? It's time to mute those non-essential alerts. By reducing the information channels, you effectively lessen the stress associated with information overload, making it far simpler to manage incoming data. Moreover, despite our aspirations for a paperless existence, paper hasn't vanished from our lives. An effective old-school paper filing system can be invaluable. Don't let crucial documents or bits of information slip through the cracks just because we're too focused on digital clutter, neglecting the tangible piles that may be accumulating around us. Elevate your to-do list from a collection of vague notions to a clarified set of actions. Ditch the single-word tasks like tax for more action-oriented commands such as file tax. This small shift forces you to think through tasks, assigning them specific actions and contexts like file tax online at the accountant's office. Breaking down seemingly insurmountable tasks into smaller, actionable steps further eradicates mental barriers, streamlining your workflow significantly. What might appear as a daunting, perennially uncheckable item like file tax might simply be stalled due to missing forms from your accountant. Specifying email accountant re-forms suddenly transforms a stuck situation into a movable, actionable item. In essence, when we intentionally simplify how we manage both our digital and physical realms, we clear the mental clutter that obscures our path to productivity. This isn't about doing more, it's about doing smarter by reducing friction and fostering an environment where tasks aren't just listed but are ready to be executed. Welcome to the beauty of simplicity, your true companion in the quest for productivity. Part 3. Embrace your fears to unlock the life of your dreams. Are you the adventurer who leaps at the chance to try something new, or do you find yourself watching others pursue their dreams while you stay back, held down by invisible chains? If you relate more to the latter, you're not alone. It's a common scenario where deep down we know what we desire in life, yet we're immobilized, unable to turn those dreams into reality. The culprit? Fear. It lurks in the shadows, fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of the unknown, and perhaps most paralyzing, the fear of fear itself. However, those who seem to navigate life with fearless agility aren't immune to fear. They've simply mastered the art of confronting it. The good news is, courage isn't an innate trait, but a skill that can be cultivated by anyone, including you. Embarking on this transformation requires a shift in mindset, as highlighted by psychologist Professor Carol Dweck. The distinction between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset is profound. In a fixed mindset, the focus is rigidly on outcomes. Failure in any endeavor is seen as an end, a reflection of personal incapability, thus breeding a reluctance to even attempt anything that isn't a guaranteed success. Conversely, a growth mindset is process-oriented. Challenges are embraced as opportunities for development, and mistakes are welcomed as learning experiences. This perspective liberates one from the fear of failure, as failure itself is redefined not as a deterrent but as a stepping stone. The transition from a fixed to a growth mindset is pivotal and entirely achievable. Starting this journey can be as simple as reshaping expectations. For instance, aspiring writers should not anchor their motivations in completing a novel within a stringent time frame, but rather in the sheer joy and process of writing. This shift in focus from results to engagement neutralizes the fear of failing to meet a specific goal. Growth thrives on challenge, so why not adopt the wisdom of Eleanor Roosevelt, who advised, "Do one thing every day that scares you." This doesn't mean living recklessly, but rather stepping out of your comfort zone on a daily basis. Whether it's embarking on a new project, sharing an idea, or simply trying a new activity, the essence lies in confronting the things that intimidate you. By deliberately engaging with your fears, you no longer remain a bystander in your own life. Instead, you become an active participant in the pursuit of your dreams. Success and failure cease to be endpoints and instead become markers of growth. Embracing this mindset not only propels you towards achieving your dreams, but enriches your journey with invaluable growth every step of the way. Part 4. Embrace the Now, the ultimate guide to living in the moment. Emily Dickinson elegantly penned, "Forever is composed of nows," highlighting a profound but often overlooked truth about life. The essence and quality of our existence hinge on the seemingly insignificant moments that glide past us daily. However, the irony of modern life is that we often let these precious nows slip through our fingers, lost in the echoes of the past or the whispers of the future, or drowned out by the constant hum of routine and digital distractions. But imagine a life unshackled from the chains of regret and worry. Imagine a life where every moment is lived fully, where the richness of the present is not just acknowledged but embraced. This isn't a lofty dream, it's a practical reality that can be achieved through the art of mindfulness. Mindfulness might sound invitingly simple. It's the practice of being fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Yet, Its simplicity belies the depth of transformation it can bring about. It teaches us to inhabit the present moment fully, accepting it without judgment, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. The journey towards mindful living begins with cultivating awareness, a relaxed, gentle awareness of our immediate environment, our thoughts, and our emotions. This doesn't mean applying a forceful concentration, but rather adopting a soft, open focus. To be truly mindful is to be accepting. Every sensation, thought, or feeling that arises is simply acknowledged without criticism or resistance. This acceptance doesn't mean passive resignation, but a conscious acknowledgement of the reality of the present moment, creating a foundation for more deliberate and thoughtful responses. For those who are new to mindfulness, starting with the senses can be a profound way to anchor oneself in the present. By engaging deeply with a single sensory experience, such as savoring a piece of fruit, one can vividly connect with the here and now, appreciating its appearance, texture, scent, and taste. Incorporating mindfulness into daily life is surprisingly straightforward. It's about fully engaging with the task at hand, whether that's walking, eating, or even listening. Every moment, no matter how mundane, can be an opportunity for mindful practice. As we journey through today, let us ask ourselves, how can we engage more mindfully with our tasks and experiences? Mindfulness isn't just a practice, but a way of living, a gift to ourselves that enriches our lives, moment by moment, transforming the tapestry of our days from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Part 5, Nourishing Body, Nurturing Mind, the connection between physical health and mental clarity. Amidst global concerns about the energy crisis and our planet's depleting resources, there's an intriguing parallel in how we manage our personal energy reserves. While much attention is paid to conserving the Earth's energy, our own energy levels often go neglected, leading us into a paradox where we knowingly sap our vitality with poor lifestyle choices. From indulging in alcohol to relax, to relying on caffeine and sugary treats for a quick fix to fight fatigue, our strategies for coping with energy dips can be counterproductive. The quest for mental clarity and heightened mindfulness cannot be decoupled from the state of our physical health. After all, the mind and body are intricately linked, each influencing the well-being of the other. When our minds are foggy, scattered, and unable to focus, it's often a signal that our bodies, too, are crying out for rest and rejuvenation. One pillar of physical and mental vitality that cannot be overstated is adequate sleep. The formula is simple. Aim for at least 1 hour of sleep for every two awake. But sleep isn't the only factor at play when it comes to sustaining energy throughout the day. Our bodies have natural rhythms, with a predictable ebb in energy typically occurring in the mid-afternoon. Rather than reaching for a temporary solution like caffeine or sugar, consider embracing this downtime with a short nap. This practice is not just a modern-day luxury, but a historic productivity hack used by some of history's greatest minds, including Leonardo da Vinci and Winston Churchill. For those unable to indulge in a daytime nap due to workplace constraints, there are alternative ways to boost mental clarity through dietary choices. Instead of succumbing to quick energy fixes that lead to subsequent crashes, opt for sustained nourishment. Foods like whole grains, oily fish, and blueberries provide a slow release of energy and essential nutrients that support brain function, keeping you alert and focused. Yet, physical wellness extends beyond just what we eat and how much we sleep. True relaxation, a crucial component of our well-being, is often relegated to the margins of our lives or substituted with superficial stand-ins like binge-watching TV or occasional alcoholic drinks. While there's a place for these activities in moderation, they shouldn't overshadow more effective methods of relaxation and rejuvenation. Practices such as meditation, leisurely walks, or immersive reading sessions offer a genuine escape, allowing both mind and body to recover and reset. In essence, nurturing our physical health is not just a means to support our bodily functions, but a foundational step towards achieving mental clarity and a deeper sense of mindfulness. By adopting healthier sleep habits, making mindful dietary choices, and embracing authentic forms of relaxation, we set the stage for a stronger, more resilient mind capable of navigating the complexities of life with ease. Part 6. Sharpen your focus. Transform your attention into your most powerful asset. In a world where your attention is a coveted commodity for digital platforms, harnessing its potential could be your greatest asset. Yet, for many of us, maintaining focus amidst a sea of distractions feels like an uphill battle. If you're one of the lucky few who can dive into work without a hitch and are immune to the allure of aimless internet scrolling, then you've already mastered the art of focus. For the rest of us, there's a silver lining. Honing your focus is more attainable than it might seem. Understanding focus doesn't equate to channeling all your mental energy into a single point as if diffusing a bomb. Similar to a camera's ability to switch between a close-up and a wide shot, focus allows us to alternate between detailed attention and a broader perspective. Achieving focus is not about losing sight of the bigger picture, but about finding balance. Moreover, our struggle with distractions isn't always an enemy to battle. At times, it signals deeper, underlying reasons that need addressing. Be it the fear of failure or recognizing that a task may not be the best use of our energy. Listening to these signals can guide us to understand and refine our focus better. Yet, it's undeniable that distractions can deviate us from our goals. If you're constantly feeling robbed of productive time by interruptions, turning to time management techniques like the Pomodoro technique could be a game changer. Invented by Francesco Cirillo, this method involves dedicating 25 minutes of undivided attention to a task, followed by a short break. This cycle promises a productive rhythm by allowing concentrated work in manageable time blocks. Taking focus training a step further, meditation emerges as a powerful tool. Originating from yogic practices aimed at sharpening mental focus, meditation has received acknowledgement for its effectiveness in the modern scientific community. Researchers, including a team from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, have found that regular meditation not only enhances our ability to shun distractions, but also facilitates smoother transitions between tasks without compromising focus. In harnessing the full power of your attention, it's essential to view mental focus not merely as a finite resource, but as a muscle awaiting development. Through practical time management strategies and the ancient practice of meditation, you can embark on a journey to not just navigate, but also maximize each moment of your day. Embracing these practices invites a transformation that makes your attention not just a commodity for others to exploit, but your strongest, most productive ally. Part 7. Unlocking flow, the dance of struggle and release. Imagine getting so engrossed in an activity that time seems to melt away. Whether you're coding a new software feature or immersed in painting a serene landscape, this intense absorption is what psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi has famously dubbed the flow state. Flow represents the pinnacle of creative engagement, a zone where our skills are matched perfectly with the challenge at hand, silencing our inner critiques and unlocking effortless creativity and intuition. Csikszentmihalyi has noted that individuals often produce their most remarkable work while in this state. But it's not just about creative leaps. Another psychologist, Abraham Maslow, expanded the concept, viewing flow as the key to peak human experiences that elevate and exhilarate, regardless of the activity at hand. This suggests that flow isn't exclusive to moments of creative genius, but is accessible to anyone, anytime, doing anything from rock climbing to preparing a meal. So, how does one tap into flow? The journey to achieving flow revolves around a cycle, beginning with struggle, transitioning through release, and culminating in exquisite absorption. The initial phase, struggle, might feel overwhelming as it challenges us to the brink of our abilities. Yet embracing this discomfort is crucial, for it paves the way to release, a pivotal moment where trust in our abilities allows us to let go. Fostering flow necessitates engineering the conditions conducive for this dynamic cycle, starting with embracing challenges as vehicles for struggle rather than roadblocks. Perceive each task as an opportunity to edge closer to flow. Persistence here is key. Meet every challenge with determination, recognizing it as the catalyst for flow rather than an impediment. Moving from struggle to release involves a nuanced shift, from exertion to surrender. This transition might require cultivating patience or employing techniques to quiet the mind, such as deep breathing or mindfulness practices. These methods help foster a state of calm readiness, setting the stage for release and subsequent entry into flow. Integral to the pursuit of flow is recognizing its autotelic nature. Flow is an end in itself, not merely a means to achieve an external goal. This realization frees us from the pressure of outcomes, allowing for a purer engagement with the process and making it easier to navigate from struggle to achieving a state of flow. Embracing the intricate dance between struggle and release not only enhances our capacity for creative and fulfilling experiences, but also elevates our everyday endeavors into moments of profound engagement and insight. By consciously cultivating these conditions, we unlock the potential for flow, transforming ordinary tasks into gateways to extraordinary experiences. Part 8. Transforming bad habits into good ones. Simpler than you think. Have you ever pondered why Steve Jobs stuck to his signature black turtleneck? It boils down to habit. But not just any habit, a consciously chosen one. By making his wardrobe selections habitual, Jobs saved his mental energy for monumental tasks like envisioning the next Apple breakthrough. It turns out, a staggering 40% of our daily actions aren't decisions, but habits. This is both a boon and a bane. On one hand, if your habits include invigorating morning workouts or digital detoxes before bed, you're automatically nurturing your health and well-being. However, the flip side is that detrimental habits also flow seamlessly into our routine, like compulsively checking the phone first thing in the morning, making them notoriously difficult to shake off. But there's good news. Breaking a bad habit isn't as monumental a task as it may seem. Key to the process is understanding and deconstructing the habit loop, a cycle that kicks off with a cue that triggers the habit, leading to the routine of the habit itself, and culminating in a reward that cements the behavior. To dismantle a harmful habit, you start by identifying its cue. What exactly propels you into action? If boredom triggers an unhealthy snack habit, could a healthier distraction satisfy this cue? Perhaps keeping a compelling book nearby could serve as a better response to boredom. Alternatively, focusing on the reward part of the cycle offers another strategy. If your afternoon routinely includes indulging in a candy bar, ask yourself what you're truly seeking. Is it the sugar rush? Or is it perhaps a much-needed break and social interaction? If it's the latter, consider healthier routines that deliver the same reward, like taking a brief walk or engaging in conversations with colleagues. By examining your habits with a critical eye and experimenting with replacements that offer healthier rewards, you can gradually recalibrate your automatic behaviors. Over time, this careful substitution can transform even the most ingrained bad habits into beneficial ones, leading to automatic choices that support a healthier mind and body. Final summary. In the whirlwind of modern existence, navigating life's pressures can feel daunting. However, the solutions to managing stress and achieving a balanced, fulfilling life could be simpler than you think. Amidst the complexities that life throws our way, reverting to the fundamentals, like the profound act of focusing on our breath, can be the catalyst for profound and enduring transformation. This approach underscores the power of simplicity in fostering clarity, tranquility, and a deep sense of satisfaction in life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, Please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.